The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus summoned the 12 and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. And he sent them to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. He said to them, "Take nothing for the journey, neither walking stick, nor sack, nor food, nor money, and let no one take a second tunic. Whatever house you enter, stay there and leave from there. And as for those who do not welcome you, when you leave that town, shake the dust from your feet in testimony against them." Then they set out and went from village to village, proclaiming the good news and curing diseases everywhere. The Gospel of the Lord. Last night, reading the Gospel, one word jumped off the page, and it was the word "all." Jesus summoned the 12 and gave them power and authority over all demons. Not a few, not some, not most, not many, not a certain type, but all. Because the victory of our Lord Jesus Christ is complete. It is total. He has all power, and he's entrusted that to the body of the church to set people free. Just recently, 2 days ago, I was reading in the life of St. Francis. He comes into a certain town, and when he walks among a crowd proclaiming the gospel, immediately a woman falls to the ground, writhing, crying out, rolling around. She was possessed. He walks up to her and he says, "By virtue of obedience, I order you, unclean spirit, to leave her." And it parts. I order you. By virtue of obedience. What obedience? The obedience to our Lord Jesus Christ, who has all authority. I remember a year ago attending an exorcism. What blew me away was the majesty of Jesus Christ, was the power of God who works through some weak human being, this priest. And when the priest commands, the spirit must obey. This is what a priest says at the beginning of an exorcism. "Lord Jesus Christ, grant to me an uncompromised line of authority from you to the Pope, to the bishop of this diocese, to me, your unworthy servant, an uncompromised authority over all demonic enthronement." So I was attending some deliverance prayers recently, and it blew me away as the priest was praying. He would say a command, and the spirit must respond. So the man's eyes were closed. And an evil spirit, he's possessing a body, and so the senses are essential. So the spirit, even though he doesn't have a body, since he's in a body, if he's hit with holy water, it hurts him, right? If his eyes are open, he must see the cross being held before him. So he'd say, "I order you to open your eyes." And immediately, "I order you to keep your eyes fixed on this crucifix the entire rest of this session." And the entire time the man's just sitting there, eyes wide open, he would wince in pain, but then immediately open his eyes again. There is a freedom that our Lord came to give us that we can receive in and through the church. And a priest has a special mission of healing, of redemption that our Lord Jesus Christ has given. And I think it's going to be operative in a particular way in the times that we live because of the amount of evil being perpetrated in the world right now. And so a book just came out, a book of manual of minor exorcisms that all priests can say. And for example, and I close with this, a priest praying with someone who's struggling in a particular way, maybe from a past sin, a certain wound, he can command, "Evil spirit of lust, evil spirit of pornography, evil spirit of unforgiveness, of resentment, you name it. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and by the authority given to his church, I command you to flee. Go now, harm no one, depart from this person, and never more return. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. We ask our Lord for the grace that we might live in the freedom which He's won for us and desires each of us to receive.